This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. A former Columbus police officer has pleaded not guilty to charges of murder and manslaughter. A grand jury indicted Andrew Mitchell yesterday in the death of Donna Castleberry. Police say Mitchell shot Castleberry after she stabbed him in the back of an unmarked police car. She was facing a misdemeanor soliciting charge at the time. WOSU's Adora Namika Day has been following this story, and she joins me now. Adora, what did prosecutor Ron O'Brien say at the arraignment today?
The arraignment was pretty quick, but O'Brien said that Mitchell shot Castleberry six times in August, and three of those bullets did hit her. He also said that Mitchell was not carrying a proper ID at the time.
Why is that distinction important? What does that mean?
Well, O'Brien says that since Mitchell was working undercover, if someone asked him for ID, he was required to show it as an officer to prove who he was. But Castleberry did ask Mitchell for his ID, and he did not present one. He didn't present a badge. He didn't have any on him. And Castleberry actually told him, hey, I think that you're going to do something bad. I think you might rape me. She said that to him, and he still did not present any sort of identification.
That's all according to prosecutor Ron O'Brien.
Yes.
And there's also Mitchell's history. The FBI alleges he kidnapped victims under the guise of arrest and forced them to have sex for their freedom. They indicted him last month.
Yep, that's correct. He was indicted last month, and now he retired in bad standing after that indictment. And also the vice unit, which he was a part of, has been entirely shut down.
Anything else of note from the arraignment today? Anything we should know?
Well, the only other thing I'd say is that there was a problem in the neighborhood where Castleberry was with people either pretending to be officers and approaching women and asking them to have sex. So that was something that O'Brien listed in the motion, that Castleberry had reason to believe that Mitchell was not who he said he was because there had been a problem in that neighborhood of people pretending to be officers.
Okay. And as far as his future goes, what's going on with this case?
Yeah, so now he's being held without bond, so we're just going to have to see what happens at the next court appearance.
Okay. Adora Namika Day, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.